Hello everyone. My name is Rosemary Molyneux and I'm a member of Ruddington Baptist Church and I live in Ruddington. And since my husband died a couple of years ago, I live on my own. If you are fortunate enough to have a garden, I'm sure you've been out there working, enjoying it in these last couple of months. I certainly have. Someone said to me fairly recently, at the end of lockdown, we will all be able to open our gardens to the public. I don't think that will be true of me, but I have been enjoying planting seeds, trying to take care of them and watching them grow, and now planting some of them out. I've also enjoyed lots of walks in the country park, and probably you have too. And I think you will agree that the recent blossom, the horse chestnuts, the blackthorn, and all the trees have been absolutely magnificent this spring. The other day, I came across a few rather obscure verses in the book of Job in the Old Testament. Let me read them to you. It says this: if a tree is cut down, there is hope that it will sprout again and grow new branches. Though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, at the scent of water it will bud and sprout again like a new seedling. If you do go into the country park regularly, you will have seen them cutting down those trees in probably late winter, right down to the stump or the roots. I believe it's called coppicing. I looked up the word coppicing and I found that it means to cut down to ground level periodically to stimulate growth. It exploits the capacity of many species of trees to put out new shoots from their stump or roots. And here in this passage it says, if a tree is cut down, there is hope that it will sprout again and grow new branches. Sometimes we call that pruning, but cutting or pruning really hurts a lot. And I know if you feel you're being pruned at the moment, I know it's hurting. But here it says, there is hope that it will sprout again. And Jesus talks about this in John's Gospel when he says, I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch that doesn't bear fruit and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. He knows that we actually need pruning in order to sprout again, in order to produce more fruit. In the passage, verses 8 and 9 go on to say, though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, at the scent of water it will bud and sprout again like a new seedling. I rather like this because although I actually don't feel old, I am classed in that vulnerable category as far as COVID-19 is concerned. But it says here, even though it's old, at the scent of water, it will bud and sprout again. Jesus also goes on to talk about this in that same passage in John's Gospel, when he's talking about the pruning of the branches. And he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. The first psalm, Psalm 1, says something similar. The psalmist says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with scoffers. But they delight in doing everything the Lord wants. Day and night they think about his law. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season without fail. So Jesus says It's abiding in him in a close relationship that leads to fruit. The psalmist says, it's delighting in God, doing what he wants, and meditating or thinking about his word. And Job says, at the scent of water, the tree will bud and sprout again, like a new seedling. And in the New Testament, Jesus says that he is that living water. So if you are feeling that you're being pruned or cut down, just remember, it says here, if a tree is cut down, there is hope. There is a quote by someone called Reverend Richard Littledale that I found some time ago, and he was writing actually at a time of great grief. And he says, hope either withstands the white heat of human pain and suffering, or it was not worth having in the first place. So can I encourage you this week, maybe as you look at the trees in the country park or in your garden, if you have one, to remember that there is hope, but also to remember to delight in God, to do what he wants, and to meditate on his word. If a tree is cut down, there is hope that it will sprout again and grow new branches. Though its roots have grown old in the earth and its stump decays, at the scent of water, it will bud and sprout again like a new seedling.